We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school softball. Big game tonight on this Monday as Riverside hits the road to take on Missouri Valley, the top two teams in the Western Iowa Conference. And joining us right now is Lacey Patterson, head coach for the Bulldogs. And, Coach, how do you feel about your team coming into this big showdown against the Big Reds?
Feeling pretty good. We've been playing well the last, you know, week, so I'm ready to take on Missouri Valley tonight.
Yeah, it's you've won now four games in a row. You lost to in a tight one to Trainer, but you had a whole bunch of wins before that. Things have been rolling right along. What do you like most about your team right now?
You know, we've had some girls really step up as leaders. You know, when we're down, like what was it Thursday night? We were down against Underwood the second game and came back and won, and our leaders really just stepped up and, you know, told everyone the game's not over. So being mentally prepared for this kind of stuff has really helped, I think.
What about for Peyton Schaefer in the circle? You know, how has she looked? What do you expect from her to face a tough team like Missouri Valley?
We expect what we expect out of every game from her. I mean, hit her spots, and if someone does get a big hit off of her, she really comes back and mentally bears down. So just keep doing what she's been doing.
Yeah. I mean, for a freshman, she's obviously playing maybe a little bit better than a freshman normally does, but 2.63 ERA. I mean, what has been her strengths this year?
She has been hitting her spots, and she lets us know, you know, what pitches are working for her, and we keep throwing pitches that aren't working for her until they do work. So she's, again, so mentally sound for us that it's hard for me to remember that she is a freshman.
Yeah. What about the offense of Missouri Valley? I mean, what do you have to focus on the most there? Because it looks like there's very few weak spots.
Right. Yeah. I remember the first time we played them, me and my assistant coach were looking at stats and we're like, oh, wow. Normally, you know, you have four good players that can hit the ball on the team, but 1 through 9, they're pretty solid. So if we just come do what we did against them last game, have a solid defense, I think we'll be okay.
What about their pitcher, Audrey Cole? What do you see from her? What are her strengths, and what your hitters are going to have to deal with?
You know, Audrey, she's a great pitcher. We just got to come in and keep doing what we have been doing 1 through 9 as well. So, you know, see her the first time through and get our bats on the ball right away. Start early.
Yeah. I mean, you won the first meeting 4-2. Now you got to go up to their place. You know, how much stock do you put into that first game? Is it totally completely different? You know, what's your approach there?
It's honestly probably going to be about the same. We just got to come in, like me and my assistant always say, we just worry about like what's going to happen today. Don't worry about the rest of the week. Come in and play for today. Play your hearts out like it's the last game of the season.
Yeah. And what do you like most about your lineup right now? I mean, who's shown they've had a hot hand here as of late?
Oh, that's hard to say because everyone has been on fire in different games. You know, Madison Kelly has been one that we can normally, she at least always puts the ball in play, I should say. And then, you know, our number, what is she, 6 hitter, Sydney Summers, will randomly hit out a home run, and she's normally always putting the ball in play. So all of them, Adeline Martins, I don't know, I can't call a specific one out. They're all really have been good at the plate.
I mean, you don't strike out a ton. You don't walk a ton either. It's just everybody seems to hit the ball. Is that uncharacteristic? Is that just what this team is all about? I mean, how can you explain that?
They put a lot of work in the offseason too with hitting coaches and stuff. So I think that really helps them see so many different pitches. And then we work a lot on front toss in practice. So, you know, we say, it's when it gets down to two strikes on you, you got to protect and you got to get you on anyway. So
how much does this game really mean? I mean, how important is the conference race to you and the girls?
You know, that's always in the back of our minds. But like I said, we're really playing for July. So we would love to win tonight, and we are really pushing for that W, but we're playing for the end of July.
Yeah. And what do you think is going to be the key for this team down the stretch is to try and get yourself ready for that first round of the playoffs? Brackets are not going to be released, I don't think, until maybe first part of next week. You know, so you're still kind of flying in the dark. Most everybody is this week, but what does this team need to do to get themselves ready to push in the postseason?
Keep winning, keep playing mentally. You know, like I said, we were down against Underwood and we came back in like the sixth inning, I think, to win it. So, you know, don't give up. Just keep playing like we know how to play.
Well, it's be exciting tonight. Hopefully Mother Nature will cooperate as Riverside visits Missouri Valley, two ranked teams, two best teams in the conference. 7 o'clock for the first pitch. We'll have coverage on KSOM. Coach, really appreciate your time. See you in Mo Valley. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Lacey Patterson, head coach for Riverside Softball here on KSOM.